I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston. Your immune system relies on sleep to stay healthy, and on the flip side, if you're sleep deficient, you may have more trouble fighting common infections. Dr. Andrea Rin is here to talk about the health benefits of getting adequate sleep. Dr. Rin is a physician in the Department of Pulmonary Critical Care and Sleep Medicine at MUSC. Dr. Rin, first, tell us about the connection between getting a good night's sleep and having a healthy immune system.
During sleep, your immune system releases proteins called cytokines. And we also know that when you don't get enough sleep, you get a reduction in antibodies and T cells, and all of these things are important in maintaining a healthy immune system.
And how much sleep is really needed, or what is considered adequate sleep for all kinds of health-related benefits?
In adults, we tend to recommend 7 to 8 hours. Teenagers are going to be closer to 9 to 10 hours of sleep a night, and school-age children probably 10 or more hours, depending on their age.
And tell us about the research related to the common cold and risk of infection with sleep deprivation.
There was a really interesting study done by Prather's group who looked at people who were getting less sleep. And what they discovered is that people were much more likely to get the common cold if they weren't getting adequate sleep time. So adults that were getting 5 to 6 hours of sleep nightly were 4 times more likely to get the common cold than people who slept at least 7 hours.
Has any new research emerged related to our immune system and sleep during the pandemic?
There was an observational study out of the British Medical Journal, Nutrition, Prevention, and Health, that followed healthcare workers during the pandemic. And what they found is that most healthcare workers during the pandemic were getting less than 7 hours of sleep a night. And for every extra hour of sleep they got, this lowered the odds of getting COVID-19 by 12%.
Are there any other important research findings related to sleep deprivation that we should mention?
So we continue to learn about the glymphatic system, which is a waste cleaning system in the brain that works best during sleep. There is a protein called beta amyloid that can build in the brains of patients with Alzheimer's disease. And more recent research has shown that reduced sleep time of 6 or less hours led to increased levels of beta amyloid in the brain. And this was shown in comparison to people who got adequate sleep time of closer to 7 to 8 hours.
What else is known about sleep that impacts our mental health?
Most people believe that mood and sleep have what we call a bidirectional influence, meaning that poor mood can affect sleep and poor sleep can affect your mood. Some of the research looking at mental health and mood disorders have shown that sufficient sleep, especially REM stage sleep, which is the stage of sleep where we do most of our dreaming, can help the brain process emotions.
Dr. Rin, thanks for this information about getting a good night's sleep.
Thank you.
From the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.